Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
This is Waylon.
Today is Friday, September 27th, 2013. Episode
4.
5.
Or 5.
4. 15.
5. 15.
Good job.
I can count.
How are you?
We're good. I'm good. We're good.
We're all good.
We're recording 2 days late because we got busy and we can do that.
And life happens. So
we're supposed to record and then Waylon had a visitor and then what else happened?
Well, no. So we normally do the Wednesday recordings, but then what happened Wednesday?
You had a friend in town or something.
Eric.
That was,
no,
yeah,
it was last night.
Wednesday.
Oh, no, we were going to go to.
Oh, no, we were supposed to do it on Thursday because we remember we scheduled last week.
We switched,
week.
Yeah. And then and last then, night, one of my old coworkers slash old boss's boss was driving through town and we had dinner.
Where'd you guys go?
Jerry's sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
So then.
$40 sandwiches.
Actually, ours weren't that bad. But next time we go, the steak sandwiches are fucking amazing.
They're good.
Oh,
is it like a whole piece of steak or chopped up steak?
It's
or?
It's like a steak and then you chop it in half and lay it on bread.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a not whole like piece, a Philly steak, you know, that's like, it's more like chunks.
I'm not a big steak person though.
Oh, really?
Because I constantly feel like I have to keep chewing.
Oh, this
and
really,
I don't like that.
This is really tender.
Yeah. Juicy. Oh, okay.
Like, I'll do Philly steak, but, like, I won't go to a restaurant and order steak because I just don't like it.
I used to hate steak growing up because I had a bad experience with an evil stepfather who only bought the shittiest cuts of meat and would make you eat the fat.
Evil stepfather.
I could say douche, asshole, prick, abuser, but evil, I think, just categorizes it all. But he used to buy the shittiest cuts of meat and then would make you, mine doesn't make that loud noise if you want it back.
No, you're good.
Shit is because meat make you eat all the fat and gristle. And if you didn't, he would make you eat it.
That makes you puke.
It makes me puke. And I actually do it in my napkin. I used to go to the bathroom all the time and spit in the toilet. My mother
did he catch on?
Yeah, but my mother used to also try to cover for me because she knew that he was an asshole. So I hated steak until one day, and this is gonna make everyone laugh, especially since y'all kind of think I'm a foodie, went to Applebee's and had their Bourbon Street steak. Well done at the time, of course. Which it has so many like spices and like pepper on the outside that it made it. It was like, oh, that actually wasn't that bad. Well, of course it was like leather, but I used to love and still kind of do. Like I like my hamburgers well done. Mm-hmm. I think a little char on most things makes life better.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like
then,
my stuff crunchy too.
And then though we went to Carrabba's Italian Grill. I think it was.
I like Carrabba's.
They marinated theirs in olive oil, which is what I do at home. And it was like even a well done or a medium well was like the most tender steak. Mm-hmm. But my mother, once she divorced the asshole, kind of then taught me about cuts of meat on which ones are going to have less fat and less gristle.
He sounds like the type of person that didn't use Oscar Mayer but got budding meat instead. Is that what it's called?
Well, we always had budding meat.
Carl budding? Is that what it is?
Yes. And actually, the one that I need and want is hard. Because
really,
yeah.
Is it the corn you need and want is so hard?
The corned beef?
Yes.
The corned beef.
Yes.
Well, actually, no, not the corned beef, just the beef. Because I don't even like it on sandwiches. It's the key to my cheese ball.
Mm-hmm.
You can get corned
beef. I've
seen
a lot of people, it's like a cheese ball staple.
I forget what we used growing up.
Chip beef.
Chip beef, that's what it is, yes.
Oh, something.
Yes.
You can wrap it in something else with like cream cheese or something. There's some kind of appetizer or something.
I do that with a green onion. So you take the beef, you cream cheese, and then you wrap it around a whole green onion.
Oh, okay.
I think I've even done it for parties here.
Okay.
And then we all walk around like we're going to kill someone with our breath.
Because it will. I can't even remember the last time I ate at Applebee's.
Every time I go home to Lafayette, because I usually go to the mall with my mom, and it's in the mall, and I can get my mom drunk really cheaply there.
The only thing that I ever eat from there, if I do go, is the Clubhouse Grill. I get the same thing every time.
Speaking about the Midwest, this episode is brought to you by Cicada. I don't know if you can hear it, listeners.
They are so loud.
But they're so fucking loud. And if you're not from the Midwest, then you're missing out.
There was one on our screen, and like it woke us up like 2 o'clock in the morning. We're like, what the fuck is
they're
that?
They're also
shit?
Hard to get off that screen because you can flip it and flip it and flip it, but that motherfucker is.
That's when you take a razor. You take a razor.
Well, we took canned air and sprayed it off.
You're also like really high up there.
That is true.
So that locust, cicada, not only flew really fucking high in some of that lake wind, but it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
He did though, because we sprayed him with can.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what a cicada is, it's very much, I think it's somewhat in the locust family.
Yeah, just look it up. It looks like a locust. It's disgusting.
Crazy.
They leave little shells behind.
Yeah, they're exoskeleton.
But they're only come out like every 7 years.
No, that's locust.
No. I think that's actually the cicada.
No, it's not.
I think it's everything.
No, it's not. I just looked it up the other day because I was wondering what the fuck it was.
I looked it up because the cicadas that's now is like the 15-year cicada or something.
I'm right, you're wrong. Let's get over it.
I know my bugs!
First of all. Girls, you're all pretty.
My cicada is prettier than your grasshopper.
As one of my mentors at work would say,
what's the end to end?
This is not a hill. Choose the hill worth dying on. This is not a hill worth dying on right now.
No, it's not.
So even though our show is today was brought to you by...
Cicadas. John Cicada.
We have two other things. We have two other things that our show has been sponsored by today.
Right.
One of them happens to be German South African. During Pride 48, he gave us an ass ton of German candy.
Who do you guys want to open this?
Wonderful. I know the Smurfs because that's one thing you haven't tried. Ricky, of course, took it all home, but
fucking ate it all.
I'm shocked and I'm very impressed with him that he actually brought.
I was very good.
An even amount back for the whole.
Actually,
the whole party.
You guys got double the amount because it only took for me.
Oh, that's true. Because there are two of us.
Yeah.
But actually, and Hendrik, thank you
very much.
Was nice enough for almost everything.
I got two Papa
to
Smurfs.
Actually bring like one for each of us. But the classic, which you can get everywhere, the little gummy bears, the Goldbarren, which we've all had before, and those are good. I can't wait to eat those.
Are gummy bears German? Like, did they start out there?
Gummy bears, I don't know. Probably.
And they're different flavors. This one is like peach and apple and something, and that one's like tropical flavors.
Yes.
That's the one I have.
This one has, let me read this, Apfel.
Oh, it has the fruits on it.
Yes, the gummy bear did originate in Germany.
Erdberry. Zitron.
Oh my god.
Orange. Ananas.
That Smurf did not want to stay in my mouth.
And then yes, he got us gummy Smurfs, which are die Schlumpfe.
It looks like die Schlumpfe.
Und er waschen ebenso.
And in these gummy bears we have Himbeer, which is raspberry.
Ooh.
Apfel.
That's alcohol abuse.
Oh. Which is apple. Limet, which is lime.
Oh. You're going to hurt my teeth.
Schwartz Josenbrie. Josenbier?
Is that?
Hosenbier.
Hosenberry.
It looks like Johannes Bear.
It would be a J, not an H sound, because they are not Hispanic.
Oh.
Okay.
We have Birn, which is pear, and... Prifish, which is peach.
Gotcha. We also got some chocolate bars, some Daim, which actually is very good. And I've had this actually in the Netherlands and in Copenhagen. But we have milk and I believe dark chocolate. No, milk chocolate and little crunchy things. And what's that one?
This one is milk chocolate with Oreos inside.
Nice. And
these are fucking good.
Big box.
They're gone. We already ate them all.
Of toffee. So it is caramel.
That's toffee.
Well, but it's toffee.
Is it,
yes.
Is it taffy?
But it is toffee.
It's really good.
Die Haselnuss in Caramel mit Nougat Crema. Wait, that's German Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Und Schokolade. Because I can't speak German, people. So don't send us hate mail. But yeah, that looks amazing. So thank you. Thank you, Hendrik. We finally got our candies.
Very much.
It's only been a couple weeks. And these little Smurfs especially. We haven't really recorded.
At least you got them.
I wasn't bitching towards you. These Smurfs are going to make us all have to go to the dentist because these are tasty, but the hardest fucking gummy bears
you're like sticking in my teeth
I've ever had.
I like to suck on them a little bit before I bite it.
Is there a Smurfette in there? I always go pop a Smurf.
No, I don't think I saw a Smurfette.
I'm eating.
She's only blue and white, right? Anyway, so.
And blonde.
You wouldn't know because they're all Smurfs and Papa.
Well, it's funny because even the regular Smurfs have a Papa beard on it.
Should we do something with these for the listeners? We had stickers made for Pride 48, and the Pride 48 people got them, but none of our regular listeners have them.
Or you could keep them for when you actually need to send people stuff.
But when do we send stuff?
I don't know. We actually need people to contact us. So right. Maybe if people contact us, you can send them a sticker.
Yeah.
I was going to say, speaking of contacting us, we should listen to a voicemail.
Oh, we don't have any. Okay,
that's something.
So how
Ricky
do we? How? Well, I'm trying to remind the consumer of our podcast
to contact us.
Yes. What's the phone number again, Ricky? As you drink your Mountain Dew.
863-666-0377. You can call it and leave a message.
Guess what, Ricky reminded us of, listeners.
What's that?
It is about time for your favorite part of the year. The podcast
where we tweet every 5 minutes.
Awards.
You guys, the podcast awards
podcast,
start on October.
Wait for it. Awards.
The podcast awards start on October 1st. So you should really go there to podcastawards.com and nominate us.
Yeah. Will the show even be out before Monday?
Probably.
Because the first.
I'll put it out Monday.
Because the first is Monday.
No, that's the 30th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought the first was Monday.
Mm-mm.
Oh, thank God. So I have an extra day before my first movie. Because October 1st is the
I need to download the calendar.
First holiday.
What do we? What's the first day?
Well, we need to
Smurfs.
Yes, please.
We need to talk about
these.
That.
These are good.
We need to talk about that offline anyway, because there are some days when we're going to need to record at least two on a.
Those
oh my god!
So good.
They are good.
Rude. I'm reaching in the bag. Are you ready for me to put the Smurf into my mouth?
Which show is Bradley paying homage to? I'm putting...
Call us at...
So, the first movie is Hellraiser, the original.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. Speaking of movies and TV, have you started watching any of the new TV stuff that came out in the last few weeks?
I don't have TV. Remember we were talking about that.
You have internet, though.
But you have internet. We've watched most of these on the internet.
I watch all this stuff on Netflix.
Ah. Well, Sleepy Hollow is actually not as bad as it looks. We caught up last night.
How can they make that into a series?
Well.
Interesting you ask.
Because it's kind of really far fucking out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as cheesy as... it's pretty cheesy. But it actually kind of works in a weird kind of... way the way that Grimm worked, but basically, Ichabod Crane was in the war and got like all special talked to.
And by the war, he means the Revolutionary War.
Yes, by George Washington, and George Washington put him on a special
diet
of cherries to go and look for this one. Thanks, I'm smart. To look for this one guy that's been like this mercenary, and he has a bow in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guy kind of almost kills him, but then at the same time he cuts the guy's head off. Come to find out, he is one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And if he gets his head back, and this big bad raises the other three horsemen, then it's the end of the world.
That's not a part of the original play.
No, it's
negative
not.
Okay. I don't think there's pretty much anything outside of the name and that it takes place in Sleepy Hollow.
And Ichabod Crane.
And you know what I cannot wait for? And I'm going to have to download it as soon as it comes out as American Horror Story.
That's going to be
amazing. I am so fucking excited about that.
Yes, yeah, so that starts on. I have it on my. I have a TV.
October
calendar.
2nd or 7th.
Yeah, he's. Where there's so many shows out right now, Waylon made a TV calendar.
Oh
when
my
shows
god!
You don't understand.
You do need cable so you can get a. What is that thing called?
American Horror Story.
DVR or what's the other one called?
TiVo.
TiVo.
It starts October 9th, Wednesday.
Aren't they good?
Yeah. And
they're better when they're a little cold.
There's also a really. Oh my gosh.
Bless you.
Oh my god. Gesundheit.
Oh my god, that was awful. There's also a Lifetime TV show that I really want to watch called The Witches of East End.
Ooh. Wasn't there a movie called The Witches of Eastwick or
yes,
something?
Yes, and I love it. It has Cher.
Who has a new album out? Have you heard it?
No, but I heard it's awful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Also.
Yeah, they're a little hot.
I really enjoy Once Upon a Time.
They're supposed to be.
Neverland. But now there's a spinoff, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different show. And I never really watched all of them, but I did enjoy The Vampire Diaries. But there's a new spinoff called The Originals, which I watched the pilot early online.
My coworkers are talking about that shit.
I watched that pilot early online, and I really kind of enjoyed
it. Have you read the books?
They're books?
Yeah, it's based off of a book. It's kind of like the Babysitter's Club or some, you know, some series of books like that.
No, ma'am.
Kind of like the one from HBO or Showtime. The vampire one.
Mm, the one that I love.
What's it called?
Vampire.
True Blood.
True Blood.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Aren't those good?
Yeah, give them to me because I'm going to put them in the fridge.
They're better cold.
The toffee-fee.
Toffee-fee.
My mouth is full. Oh, my God. If that had nuts in it, why would it be even better?
It does.
I can put some nuts in it for you.
There's hazelnut in it.
Oh, is it?
It's kind of like those round gold things that come in the Rocher. What is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Rocher. Yeah, the little golden circle things.
Yeah, that it's kind of like that, but those are like wafer, and this is like everything together.
Yeah, that's really fucking tasty.
I ate the whole box in like 3 days.
Speaking of Hendrix some more, because he's worth talking about. Hendrix. He's coming to our wedding.
Yay!
Which also means he's going to probably bring me all kinds of stuff that he can't ship. For instance, German wine.
Because
he did not realize quite how much I loved wine, especially local stuff. He may even get some from his parents in South Africa.
Why would we ship it? It'd be fucking drunk on the cruise.
He's not shipping it. He's going to bring it.
He's going to bring it, but aren't you going
to
drink
it? No, you
ship?
Said stuff that you can't, that we wouldn't be able to
that
ship.
That he wouldn't be able to ship.
Oh, sorry.
But we might need to rethink this, though, because if he brings it on the cruise, if we don't drink it the night before,
cost, right?
Then there's a cost. Yeah. So anyway, we're very excited that he's coming.
But can't you, maybe I misunderstand. You can bring wine and there's a corkage fee, but if you bring alcohol,
you can't
do that.
No.
Only wine.
Yes. Correct.
So what if, do they take the wine from you and then they like assign it to your room or something?
No, I don't know how they do that.
So you could pour out the wine and put vodka in it?
Okay, first of all.
Or take water bottles.
First of all, if you just be quiet, I'll tell you what everyone else does. And you could Google search it.
Okay.
People get very ingenious with this. First of all, you're not going to waste wine. And you're not going to put it in a wine bottle because you're paying. Mm-hmm. How people get around not paying is one.
Shampoo bottles or something.
I have seen several stories and know people who were hairstylists who would save those gigantic bottles, rinse Trust them me. Out. 12,000 times and fill them with vodka. Also, I have seen where people take mouthwash, rinse it out, and then actually dyed their vodka to look like Listerine.
That's good.
And put the plastic back on so it looks like it was a new bottle just in case they saw it. And so they open it and they want to, you know, because, you know, if it was open, someone might think that.
What's wrong with mouthwashing with vodka?
First of all,
everyone does that, right?
That defeats the entire purpose of the whole thing. But yeah, there's ways. If you search how to get booze on a cruise.
Are we going to do that?
I've seen people who actually have.
How much shit that we're going to have to bring on our own. No, you can do it if you want.
I've seen people who have actually taken water bottles and done this. Like they steam. So they steam the bottle or something so that they can take the lid off without destroying the cap, because they will actually say, no, you cannot bring that water on if the cap is undone.
I think my friend Gigi was telling me she took a case of water with her and some of the bottles had alcohol in it and some of it didn't. She had the whole like plastic all over the case still.
Yeah,
took out the water, but.
Well, because you can still, I take bottles out of that all the time. It's very difficult, but you can pull them out the side.
Oh, you probably pull them out the side and then push the ones in.
Yeah, and stick them back in. So. That's exciting. But we do have one more sponsor for today's show.
Oh.
It's completely unofficial.
Oh.
But we have a special message here. It's more of a PSA.
Okay.
From a Miss in quotes, Loretta Lee Jackson.
Oh, okay.
She's kind of like America's Best Christian, but a little bit different. And it's a very important PSA. It's a YouTube video, which we will post. However, I think that
put
you
that
will
in the notes.
You will enjoy this, and we'll probably have some commentary, because when we listened to it before the show, we had commentary. So here you go. It's titled, Is Your Daughter
a Dyke? Hi, I'm Loretta Lee Jackson. No parent wants to make the shocking discovery that they have a lesbian living under their roof. Most God-fearing Christians believe this could never happen to them, but some people believe all sorts of crazy things. Like the planet is over 10,000 years old, or that Barack Obama isn't really a Muslim. If you do not want your daughter to get married in Provincetown to a butch candle maker named Joe, pay close attention to the warning sign. If she is more comfortable in trousers, is a vegetarian, or smells of lavender and patchouli, you could be raising a bull dyke. Does she have a buzz cut or roll her own tampons? Was she disappointed by the movie Snatch? Does she shave her legs with a brick? Does she shave her legs? Does she enjoy camping, hiking, or motorsports? Does she own a cat? Check her iPod. Does she listen to Pink? Does she cut her sandwiches into little triangles? Does she wear sandals? Does she watch Ellen, the L Word, or Top Gear? Does she play lacrosse? Can you smell mackerel on her breath? Does she wear aftershave or eat tofu? Does she like words that begin with the letter the? Does she play professional golf? Can she spell cunnilingus? Does she have friends called Fran or Sandra? Does she play softball? Did she vote for Chaz Bono on Dancing with the Stars? Is her name Sam, Gail, or Oprah? On Halloween, did she dress up as Lara Croft, Martina Navratilova, or Velma from Scooby-Doo? Has she ever entered an arm wrestling contest? Did she win? Beware. Not every lesbian is as butch as Ellen DeGeneres or Serena Williams. There's an even more insidious breed of seductress known as the lipstick lesbian. These sneaky muff munches parade around with their lustrous flowing hair, their eyes mascaraed like wanton Jezebels, their pert breasts like ripe pomegranates encased in a gossamer of satin and lace, their voluptuous Angelina Jolie-like lips painted to entice and enthrall as they sip on a cold Budweiser beer on a sultry summer's evening. Cut. Join me next time as I'll be sharing my Christian beauty and hair care tips. Pray the gray away, because Jesus wants you to be beautiful.
Brought to you by the Tea Party for a dyke-free America.
Praise Jesus.
Praise your lie.
Praise his lie.
His lie.
Does her smell, does her breath smell of mackerel?
No. Does she roll her own tampons?
Does she shave her legs with a brick?
Does she shave her legs? So good.
I need your power.
Are you for real?
Mm-hmm.
All right, is he your personal He-Man?
Yes.
He-Man!
Speaking of that, Brian from Game Night Guys posted in Pride 48 my favorite old school video of the four non-blondes to the He-Man.
God, that was so funny.
It's good.
Hilarious.
I haven't seen that.
You've never seen that? It's like super old, but it's like it's the so gayest good. He-Man.
Mm-hmm. I love He-Man. Man, when I was a kid...
After we record, you need to go look at the Pride 48 page and look at it. It's really fucking hilarious.
When's he going to be here?
He'll be here the weekend of Halloween.
Oh.
Yes, we have two special listener guests.
Friends that we don't know that well, so hopefully they don't murder people.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
What are you talking about?
It's a joke.
Because we don't know Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now the other one
we had dinner with him.
Yeah. Oh, and we just spent a lot of time with him.
You guys did. Well, that's not our fault.
I was in a limo. I sat next to Curtis.
Oh.
I did sit next to Brian, but yeah, you sat next to Curtis.
I sat next to Curtis.
They picked you guys up in a limo?
No, we got a limo because
there was six of us.
Oh.
There were not enough cars and seats in the cars, and we were doing the math, and the limo was cheaper one way. But we did not take the limo back because it was not quite the deal, especially because they were quoting me a higher rate, and not everyone was going home with us anymore. Some of them were going to a different place.
And guess what I got to do again? I sat on the front seat of a taxi with Curtis.
And then we have Baron Frosty coming.
We do. We do. The next blime.
Is Luke coming?
No.
Luke.
No.
It's a loser.
It's getting a little full at this point, so I'm okay with that.
He can stay with you.
Okay.
In your bed.
Okay. I don't see the problem.
Get over it, though.
I don't think it's chunky enough for the provider, though.
Tony.
I don't think it's chunky enough for the provider.
Probably not.
No. He was. No. He could just put his fat pictures like on his
face.
Wear a t-shirt with his fat picture, mm-hmm. and then
Tony. And then when he shows up, Tony's like,
disappointed. Hashtag disappointed.
Right. No, so what's going on? What's new? What's up?
What's happening? I'm a cool mom.
I'm
not like regular moms.
I don't think I have anything new going on. I've just been working and watching the dogs and well, being a lesbian.
Speaking of lesbians, last weekend, Bradley and I went to the wedding of the Lady of the Labia, mm-hmm. Nurse.
Did they release flying fish out of a cage?
Out of her vagina.
Flying fish.
It was, I'll be firsthand experience to anyone that ever have any kind of curiosity, lesbian weddings prep. Just as stressful as a straight wedding prep.
Especially a bossy one, right? Was she like bossy?
All brides are bossy.
Mm-hmm. But are lesbian bosses really bossy?
No, she wasn't a dragzilla. She had her moments, but everyone does. I mean, you get your cup runneth over when you are planning something yourself. And when you're... Yeah, we can all hear
that. It's me.
She wasn't bad at all. But mm-hmm. she had a couple outbreaks.
Katie was probably like,
kind of, yeah, pretty much. But it was beautiful. It was in Benton Harbor, Michigan, and which I had to rent Bradley a car because his chemistry teacher decided that no, you cannot take your test early, late, or anything else. You must be there when it is done.
I hate assholes.
So it was that or Bradley wasn't going to come to...
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, too. I'm in a chemistry class that has over 250 to 300 people. So it's difficult for him to be like, yeah, we can do it, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff, because then I have to set up a time. And it was just...
Do you have a lab, too?
Yeah.
With all those people?
We have... You have lecture.
Like four labs.
And then you have, like... I'd probably even say there's at least eight, because you have, like, four TAs with two labs each. So it's... You get, like, in a lab with 20 people...
You get to choose which lab you want. But anyway, I needed to go Thursday night, and that we had a hotel room for Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And it was important for me to go because I was Lori's respite. I was her...
Slave.
Oh, not on Thursday night, per se. Oh, shit. Oh, gummy bear. Smurf down. But, so I didn't rent Bradley a car, or they weren't going to be able to go. And that wasn't going to happen.
They as in me and my sister.
Yeah. So I ran them a car, which was an interesting experience in itself. Of course, I just decided to go to a place that I had never been to, though I have used Hertz before. Oh, I didn't know that there was a Hertz across the street from Wrigley Field.
And next to
there is
the barn.
And there's actually a huge sign. Do you know where the t-shirt tents are?
You know, like McDonald's. There's
I know where McDonald's is, where the big noodle is.
Next to McDonald's, there's the tents that have like a t-shirt sign. Mm-hmm.
It's the next block up that's not the stop sign.
Yep, that building is a Hertz. Like the first door is Hertz, and that parking lot is actually where they put their cars. So getting it wasn't bad, except the place was janky as fuck. I get in there, worst customer service ever. He says hi, give him a name. He looks up my reservation, and he's like, First of all, he doesn't talk to me at all during any of this. And I'm like, the whole time thinking...
He's talking to himself?
Yes. And then I'm like, wouldn't you want to make sure you're comfortable with what's going on? Because it was, ring, hey, do you have that car that was supposed to be here? No? Okay. God damn it.
Oh my God.
So, do you have those cars that you're bringing over today? No? Well, I have a customer here and he needs a car. Okay. Fuck. And I'm like... I'm about ready to be like,
your language, sir.
Where's my fuck's my car? It's just in orbits. You already have my money. Like, it's reserved.
Right.
Let me just pop it in. So then he's like, well, I'm going to give you the only car that we have. And I will say,
a Ford Probe.
No, it was actually two upgrade. I reserved an economy car. Mm-hmm. I'm only going like an hour and a half, 2 hours at the most. I need just something tiny.
Mm-hmm.
No. I ended up getting a Nissan Rogue, which is like a mini SUV.
Is that the newer one that looks like a bug?
No. I don't know. It rides really well. Mm-hmm. It was really comfortable. But I'm still fighting with them on, they charged me for an upcharge instead of just giving to me.
Oh, they shouldn't have done that.
No, because it was the only car they had. So, but it was very nice in the end. So anyway.
Did they fix it?
No, I'm still fighting with Orbitz through Orbitz to get to Hertz.
Good luck with that.
Yep.
I had to go through them for a rental car in Florida.
Yep.
They rented me a car to a rental agency that closed at 8, and I got there at 11:30. Mm,
speaking of that, so we get home Saturday afternoon. They didn't tell me anything about the drop-off, so I just figured drop the same place. Guess what's going on? A fucking Cubs game!
Oh, yeah.
So...
It's the last one, too.
And we were dropping off right as the game started. Across or right before the game
the
started.
Street. People pay for easy-out parking mm-hmm. next to that, and I'm like... How the fuck am I going to get back into this parking lot, for one? Two, where the hell am I putting this car? And then so, it was the weirdest thing, because it's closed, because they close at like 11 or something. Mm-hmm. And Bradley's like, no, the guy that's here just says that you just leave it, and you leave the keys in the car, and they take care of it. And I'm thinking,
who the fuck?
I was like, I don't know you. You don't got Hertz on your... No, we just shared the lot and do it. I'm like, sir, what's your name?
Yeah, we're like, what's your name?
Who do you work for? Because I don't want to get home and be like,
well, your credentials.
Where's my car? I'm like, well, the guy in the parking lot said leave the keys in the ignition.
You're a dumbass. You owe us $20,000.
And I'd be like, no.
Well, everything was fine because obviously they all work together or some bullshit like that. But so that was definitely fun. And that traffic was awful. And people are stupid around Wrigley Field.
They are.
But the wedding itself was absolutely gorgeous. So renting car. I went up there by myself on Thursday. Had the day off. Lots of stuff happened on Thursday on the way. People forgot things. Things didn't happen. I had to turn around and come back at one point to redo something. Then I get there. But on the way, I'm by myself. I'm playing by my own rules. Mm. I don't really have to be up there at any time. I just need to be up there.
So you stopped at every rest stop on the way?
Every winery on the way.
Oh,
same difference.
There, yeah. I stopped at 3 wineries right inside the Michigan border before I got there and basically showed up with a half a case of wine to the hotel. Then on the way home, I made their car and my car stop back at 2 of those wineries. Mm. And then we got another case of wine.
Yeah. It was good shit.
I forgot how easy it is to get there. Granted, we went partly across Indiana and then up. But it only took like an hour and a half. It is like wine country. It was absolutely beautiful, that part of Michigan. And I think that we just may need to have to take like a weekend and go like winery stuff or
that would be
whatever.
Fun.
It was beautiful.
I want to go camping.
I want to go camping.
We do
too. But the wedding was absolutely gorgeous. I even told Lori. So then, you know how they don't do anything normal anyway.
Right.
The wedding was about as normal
Lesbians
as it gets.
Lesbians never do anything normal.
The reception was about as normal as it gets. Like, it was absolutely beautiful. It was like a dream. Like, if we were to have an actual wedding, I was like...
Did you see pictures?
I'd want it to look like this. It was in an old barn. It was beautiful. But, where was I going with that? Oh, so the night of the wedding afterwards... Lori gets pretty drunk and was dancing, but like trashy drunk, but just pretty drunk. And my funniest thing was when she looks at Katie, her new wife, and it's like, this not happening tonight. Like, no nookie. And then it was like, where their honeymoon is, they're going all the way around Lake Michigan and they're camping and staying at places along the way. So we basically sat in her room on her wedding night.
Oh,
and
I'm showing Ricky a picture. Nice.
We drank until almost 4 a.m. in the bride's
Holy
hotel room.
Shit. Well, our room was right next door. So we both had our doors open pretty much and had people coming back and forth because we had like, we were emptying the food out into Ziploc bags. So we had a couple people in there like, oh, can I have some? Can I have some more? I'm a little hungry. And we're like, get over to the other room.
Yeah. So that night, even I go, no, Lori.
This is an interesting wedding picture.
Yeah. That's a dress that he bought across the street.
Bradley. For $5.
Oh, speaking of that. So, things about the wedding. One, that night I was telling Lori, I go, don't take this the wrong way. Which, never is a good way to start a conversation. But she was cool with it. I go, I knew you'd be able to pull off this wedding and it'd be beautiful. I go, but I am shocked and you blew my expectations out of the water. Because it was absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend, my friend from college actually made her wedding dress. And it fit her to a T.
I saw the dress.
It looked just nice. Like Lori. I mean, everything was perfect. Here's what happened, which I don't know if you knew about.
The barn burned down.
No.
Oh.
The pastor.
Oh, God, this is so funny.
Had jury duty.
They it was a
out,
Friday.
They found out 2 days before, and he's an old college friend as well. Because the wedding was
no.
on Friday.
He couldn't say he was in a wedding?
Apparently, I don't know the whole story and why, but let's just say no. Because he couldn't. Waylon presided over the wedding.
Oh!
Which I originally said, no. I told her, I don't want anything to do with that. I want to sit and watch. And mm-hmm. so they were hesitant to ask. And then it was like, then her sister made a good point, which is the point I made too. Yeah, I didn't really want to. It's not ideal. But you already have it written out. And all I have to do is read. This is an emergency. And you're my best lesbian. This is just what we do.
You eat tacos with her all the time. You should.
Yeah, on Lesbian Taco Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So I presided tacos. Over their wedding. And it actually went very well, and it was beautiful, and they're now in Michigan, and I wish them the best. It was absolutely beautiful.
They have like
beautiful.
A little canoe or something, right?
Yeah, which I didn't know what that was about until at the wedding.
Oh my God, this was so cute.
Katie apparently wrote a little children's type book for Lori about the little red canoe and has this little story about the canoe cute. Meeting someone or whatever, and has pictures of them and their engagement and the whole story of them. So then this little red canoe was a thing. So at their gift table, they had like a 5-foot red canoe. But mm-hmm. then they had this little mini one, which they're taking now on
they're
their
taking
trip.
Pictures with it, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know lesbians were so heartfelt.
Well, Lori is very heartfelt. Yeah. You know, she's the one.
She's a good person.
As you know, she pretty
she's
much.
She's a nurse. She has to be.
Well, she also sucked you into her family mm-hmm. like the first day she met you. Mm-hmm. And the provider's gone to Thanksgiving when you were out of town.
Speaking of that. This year, I'm not going to Florida. I'm going to be here for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you are. We won't be.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Because we'll just have Thanksgiving still here.
I'm not so sure about that.
Pretty sure. I'll break in.
We'll tell our gay neighbors to not let anybody bald.
Shayna and her husband. Oh, fuck. 37. Lala and her husband and her sister is actually coming, too.
Yes.
So we're all staying in my...
As of right now, we are still going to Indiana since we're not going to be going there for Christmas. Mm-hmm. We don't know when, though.
Are you going to Nebraska for Christmas?
Yes, it's Nebraska's year. We also have to figure out when for that. Like what time we're going to be gone. But so I think if there's anything else happening in our life besides... We came back from the wedding so that you could go do a kind of a tiny drag show. You opened up the Hubris shows at the Call.
Well, no, that wasn't the... No, the show that I did after the wedding.
Oh, that was the actual show. That was the actual show.
So this month I've been helping out the Hubris Company, which is another kind of like performance drag company that uses the Call space. They do more kind of cabaret theatrical kind of things versus more performance-based stuff that the Call does. But me and my drag sister, and then there was a couple other performers that we did this pre-show sideshow stuff that was really fun. So I did that 2 Saturdays ago, and I'll be doing it this Saturday. And then there was last Saturday the Salute to the Silver Screen, which was a very fun show. Like the numbers that we had picked out were a lot of fun, but it was really
yeah.
Fun.
What was your last one? Because I don't think I saw your last one.
Did you see two of them?
Yes.
That was the two solos that I had. And mm-hmm. then I had a group number where I had the gold dress.
Oh, I saw that one.
That was the, if you could read
that
my
was,
mind.
That was it then.
Oh, you were, there wasn't
a... No, I was in a total of 4 numbers. I had two solo numbers. One where I was, you saw the first one, mm-hmm. the Skyfall. I did the...
Which was good.
I
was that dress on?
I was a fucking bitch.
You looked like a bitch.
It was that hair.
It was that hair.
And your lips. You're like...
Every picture I have of that, he is like
I have video.
Resting bitch face.
Right.
Yeah. It is all resting bitch face. My sister goes, it's really hard. Our mom gave us these really bad genetics that forced
she
us to
She gave us
have...
bitch face genetics.
Yeah.
And big tits.
And big tits, mm-hmm. pretty much. Well, except for my sister.
Who, your sister's nice. I only got to talk with her a little bit. Oh,
that's
really nice.
And that one last wedding thing. Crack me up about
Oh, my God. I want to say this.
Okay.
So Jazz my sister,
I know, not only Jazz Hand, it almost smacked me in the face across the table.
Stop!
It's like, stop!
Collaborate and listen to Brad. My sister, So she had this dress that she brought with her, and we're like, oh, this is really cute. You know, like, we're trying to figure out what to wear with it. And we went to Target and got her new, these really gorgeous crimson pumps that were just, oh my God, I wanted
them
so hard.
They were pretty.
And then I go, you should try on one of my dresses. I go, it doesn't quite fit me just yet. I have to lose maybe like 10 pounds before I can fit in it comfortably. And so she's like, okay. So she tries it on, and I'm like, fuck, you look really good in this. And it's this really, it's a nude underlay skirt type thing where it goes from chest to hips. But then over it is this blue lace that goes all the way up to the neck, and it comes down the arms, and it's only about to knee length, and it's very form fitting. And then it has an open back.
She looked hot.
Holy shit. So you gave it to her?
Not
to
give it
to her. This is what I said to her. This is what I said to her.
You gave it to her.
No, hold on. I said, if I don't lose enough weight to be able to fit into this by the wedding, I will give it to you because you looked that good at it.
She was that hot that one.
Holy shit.
One, you've met Lori's cousin.
Yes.
Okay. We all were like, we might need to watch The Dark Corners because he was going to jump her bones
all over that.
Like he was practical. Like she had to put this like special brooch to keep the top, the back, because mm-hmm. the button thing.
I saw
broke.
The picture.
Yeah.
When it broke and she was showing a little extra skin, she goes, I'm showing too much skin. And he like literally says out loud,
no, you're not.
No, he's like, oh, I'm okay with how much skin you're showing. Oh, and mm-hmm. I was like, I think that your inside voice just came out and goes, oh no, she's pretty. And I was like, oh girl. At one point, even asked her, hey, do you twerk?
Oh.
Anyway, he knew that she has like practically a husband. Mm-hmm. And so
did it was, he?
Yeah. But it was still kind of
are
like
you
that,
sure?
Yeah. Yeah. It was still kind okay. of like that whole thing of
he's not here.
I'm at a funeral.
Wait, he's in Europe?
I'm at a wedding.
A funeral.
I'm at a wedding that's a lesbian wedding. Chances are she's probably the only single straight female here. So after we're kind of, they danced together. He kissed her hand on the cheek. It was very sweet.
Yeah.
Then.
She loved it.
We turn our backs. We turn back around. Every hot lesbian at the wedding is circling his sister, dancing with her. And so she basically almost got picked up by the lesbian population at this wedding.
Yeah.
She was like hot to trot.
Yeah. She was the hot shit. I think she probably would have won the hot award that night.
Yeah.
I mean. This is taking Lori and Katie out of the equation because obviously they were both gorgeous.
Oh, they were beautiful.
And Lori's dress was
stunning.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Josh didn't.
But your sister was super hot.
Yes.
Yes.
Like she was the person that came in and was like, I will upshow this bride.
No.
Like, not really.
But not on purpose.
But that's how she looked. Mm-hmm. But not how she acted.
No, you can't even say it was upstage the bride. There's nothing that would upstage Lori on that day.
I'm teasing.
And Katie was wearing a little suit and like a little
suit. Cute.
Tie.
I liked it.
Looked so damn cute. So damn cute.
It's adorable.
But speaking of beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have been asked to do the pre-show for Hubris October 12th, which is a couple weeks before or a month before my bearded drag show. So I will be doing their pre-show in a couple weeks.
Doing some plug-ins.
As a bearded
yes.
drag queen?
Yes. I'm very nervous.
Have you practiced?
I got to kind of still figure out what I'm doing for that show because it will be something different than for the actual show.
So do you sing a female song or a guy song?
Well, it depends.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He's a bearded drag queen.
Right.
I think anything.
He's both.
Well, and I think when you're
bisexual.
I'm bisexual. When you do a bearded drag, you're already playing gender anyway. So why couldn't you sing a boy song? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're not limiting ourselves.
You should do like a duet, but both parts. But a guy and girl duet.
I could do the whole Victor Victoria thing.
I was going to say, that's the biggest one.
I don't know what I'm doing for their show yet.
No, you should do a Beyonce and Jay-Z duet.
No.
He's not.
I'm as whitest.
That's what makes it better.
As white as you get.
That's what
makes
it better.
That's like the big black lady start the show, or with the one, the I'm a big black lady, but that it was a big white guy singing that song.
Oh, and I still want to do that song too.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. I got a couple ideas. One of them that I really want to do that would really feed into something that we kind of want to do for the November show. However, the timing is a little nerve-wracking. So I may try to pull together a live singing song, which probably no one in that audience will have ever heard.
Will that go over well?
Yes, because it's funny.
It's going to be funny.
And it's really cute.
It's adorable.
And it's perfect for their show.
What day is October 12th on?
It's a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yep. What else is there? My horror fest we kind of started starts on Monday. You should, or Tuesday. You should come to that.
Do we want to talk about Barilla?
We can.
What do you guys think about that?
Well, it's one of those things.
They're so stupid.
It's one of those things that I'm glad that it got some attention, but at the same time, I think people need to calm the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they already have your money. Why throw away perfectly good pasta?
Or donate it if you don't want to use it.
Yeah, but if it's open, you can't donate it.
Yeah.
You can't donate it. And a homeless person can't go boil some pasta.
Give them some hot water.
They're pretty creative.
Touché. Piss on it.
Touché. At the same time, though, you already paid for it.
Right.
So
I never buy usually brand name pasta anyway. I usually get store brand.
We sometimes do, but oddly enough, never that. However, did you see the Bertolli ad today?
Yes, with the two guys, the two noodles holding hands on the spoon.
Yeah, and then like the two girls in the band. That, I think, is how you respond to this ad, is because, you know, they said that they love all people, especially with
hungry
empty,
stomachs.
Hungry stomach or something. It's like, no, that's how you do an ad, and that's how you spin this around. And like, I will, if I don't buy my Jewel 10 for 10 or my Dominic's 10 for 10 or my 10 for 10 at Target, because Archer Farms does have a high HRC rating as well.
But also with Target, they usually have store coupons too. So if you buy two, you get
and
like
I don't want to have any other conversation about Target. So anyone who's listening, and I know you have some very...
Some
hateful
people like it,
because they try to play a fence that is very dangerous, but they're a large company, and I do not want to have a debate about it. Do not send me hate mail, because I just won't even listen. I'm not going to talk about it. Just not.
Someone's you can send all hate mail to foulmonkeysdontgiveashit@gmail.com.
But I think that
I shop at Target all the time. I can't.
But it's one of those things, though, with, you know, when the when a company CEO, like, someone says something like that, well, then it's like, well, thanks for the heads up, because I won't buy that. It is hard. I'll let someone else talk. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say it's stupid for a company to do that kind of thing when there's so many other options for that particular product.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many different pastas you can use.
Yeah.
And then the US portion of them, like, apologized on Twitter to people, but... the damage has been done.
Well, and I agree with some people, too, that state that you can't boycott everything or we would be hungry, which you can't. But at the same time, though, when something like this, when there are so many options, the one thing I liked about the Bertolli one is that even though it's still boycotting in a certain sense, it's taking it from a very different perspective. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't have to be hateful, and I don't have to like purposely say, I can't eat you. I can't eat you. I can just make smarter buying decisions, like we all try to do anyway, with is it green, is it organic, is you know, was this made by tiny Chinese children hands?
There's no, I want it,
there's no difference. It's like now speak, we'll talk about that in a second too, but it's like, speaking of that, I mean, it's just like, why not? No, I'll just buy, if I buy up brand pasta, because they do have some good frozen shit.
See, what I think, I think it's less important to do boycotting of certain brands, especially with something that has a large consumer base of a variety of things. And it's more important to support the companies that support you. So I think it's one of those things that don't focus on a boycott thing, focus on a support thing, because the support that you give to them, they're supporting you back.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting more out of that than boycotting some brand that hates you for what you do or what you don't do or whatever, you know. So that's my
don't get this whole I said it and I'm sorry, like
he said
it's
I'm
too
sorry.
Late. Yeah, he apologized.
No.
He said that he didn't mean to offend anyone or hurt anybody's feelings, but he still believes like in the traditional family or some shit like that, but it was like too late. He already did the damage. Well,
and that, for if he really said what you just said, that's still a backhanded apology. You still, like, you basically said, well, I still think you're wrong, but I didn't mean to offend you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fuck you. Right. You told me to go eat pasta somewhere else, and I'm going to.
And a lot of famous people jumped on it too, like retweeted it and stuff.
Why
like
not?
That, so
speaking about famous people jumping on shit, we just got iPhones soon, or we ordered iPhones, I should say.
Yeah,
we're so jealous.
Well, we're like 2 years past.
No. 3.
3 years past our eligibility to upgrade.
We still own iPhone 4s right now. Oh. We are so behind. But at the same time, we like for me, iPhone 4S came out. And I'm like, it's not too much more than what I got now. iPhone 5 came out. And I'm like, you know, I don't necessarily need it. It wasn't something so, whoa. iPhone 5S came out. Well, no, my response was, now my shit's getting old. I need to upgrade or get the fuck out. So we ordered it online. It was on, I think, Sunday or Monday, one of the two.
Yeah, like, you could have done it, what, Friday?
Was it Friday?
I think you guys did it Saturday.
We did Saturday.
Because you had something to do Friday. You were at the wedding Friday.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, we had something to do. So
and Brad was like, girl, I'm busy.
He was fucking Ricky texting me, did you guys order the phones yet? And I'm like, well, one.
I'm more excited for you than you guys
like,
are.
I was like, one, why the fuck do you care? Two, no, I'm driving right now on my way to a lesbian wedding. And he's like, but this is really important. I'm like, not as important as Lori's wedding. If she found out I was trying to order some fucking phone over trying to get to her wedding, she'd fucking have a conniption. And
oh, yes,
she I'm going to be so jumped. She'd shit my balls off.
We both got gold, I think.
Mm. Gold! I want gold! which I think is the biggest holdup for us. If we would have gotten the silver or the
space gray.
We would have probably had a phone sooner.
It's funny because when I was reading the rumor sites, when they first said that it was going to be a gold phone, people were like, oh, that was going to be so fucking tacky.
Are you fucking real? This is going to be so ghetto.
Right. And people in China like ate that shit up. Like it was like gone in like 30 seconds.
I have to admit, when we were trying to decide if we were going to do it, I kind of thought it might be a little tacky. And it's like, well, I don't know if I want gold. And I was like, you know what though? It's better than the gray because I'd rather have the black. And I am not getting a white phone because I don't know how you've ever had a white phone because my white phone is going to be gray within a week.
He does have a white phone.
Yeah. It doesn't turn gray. I mean, it doesn't discolor.
Mine would be dirty.
Somebody paid $10,000
yeah.
for a 16 gigabyte gold iPhone on eBay. What the fuck?
Dumbass.
I'm sorry.
See, that's why we are like...
We bought 64 gold for whatever the going price is when you can upgrade. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have just went online.
Right.
And then you could actually pay...
But they wanted it now.
And then you could also pay $10 extra
to or have it... Or 2 to 3 days shipping.
Yeah,
so once it's processed, we'll get it within a few days.
The problem is it's still not processed.
Yeah. our phone cases are coming, though.
Shipping, that's nice. Which ones did you guys get? The leather ones? For the phone case?
No.
It was the only ones that they provided for you at the time. We bought the really cheap ones because we'll probably buy new ones later on.
Oh, okay. They have really nice leather ones out right now that they just came out with.
Yeah, we bought the cheapest ones that we could that didn't look like ass.
Are they different than what the iPhone 5 is?
No, they can fit the same.
I was going to say, it's the same shit.
I really do like the colored ones. If they were 5S, I mean, yes. I would have gotten
I want a green one or an orange one, like a motherfucker.
Oh my God, it'd match your headphones.
So it'd be funny. I like the cases. They're like iPhone 5s.
They are iPhone 5s, except for a plastic backing.
They're classic. Or they're, what did it?
Cheap.
No. That's what I said. iPhone C, what's the C stand for?
Cheap. but they're kind of just this.
No, they're like, almost identical to iPhone 5s.
Yeah.
And
I do like the colors, I have to admit.
I don't know. And have you ever seen those Apple Bite things on YouTube? The guy, I forget his name. He's an Asian guy. I mean, what?
Nothing. I'm just like, that's...
It helps to narrow it down. I'm sure there's a lot of Apple things on there, but this guy, it's through CNET.
Mm. I watch CNET sometimes.
It is not racist product. When you describe...
Why are you going into it more? You could have just let drop and let it go.
Yeah, I wasn't. Someone's getting a little serious.
I said I wasn't even giving side eye. I was just
someone's
listening.
Guilty.
It's like someone's
as being a racist.
Someone feels guilty. He's like, no, I don't feel guilty.
Why do you have
guilty?
To call John Ong out like that?
You're so Asian.
Ding dong.
Do you know Addie Sock? Do you know the name? This
sounds familiar.
He's lives in Chicago. He's like an Asian guy that works for like one of the video game companies or whatever. He sent me this picture. Hold on, let me pull it up because I have to read exactly what it says. It's like one of those pictures with the white letters on it. You know what I'm talking about? It says, if your phone gets wet, try putting it in dry rice. At night, the rice will attract Asians who will fix your electronics for you.
Oh, dear God. nice.
Oh my God.
I was going to post it and say, look, I am not racist because my Asian friend sent this to me.
That is so funny. But the rice thing works.
He was telling me that I should make my own pasta. Because what? I have the machine, I just don't have the attachments.
That's another thing that we did. We rearranged our kitchen somewhat.
Yes, and now we have room to make our own pasta because I have all the attachments for my KitchenAid.
Are those expensive?
Yes.
Oh.
50 plus.
Oh, that's not bad. No, I can probably get it cheaper on Amazon or something.
You can probably find cheaper ones, but...
I want to get one of those mixers with the spatula on the side so it scrapes the bowl as it's mixing.
The rubber spatula. It's just a paddle. You can buy those at Target.
Yeah, those are really one of those. Affordable. Yeah. They're like not even $20.
Yeah, I have the pasta the pasta roller and the different thingies with it. So
does it make noodles?
Yeah, because I have the noodle one too.
Oh,
do you have the meat grinder too?
And then I have the meat grinder. And I think I have the sausage stuffer.
Yeah, you do.
Hey.
Because I want to make my own sausage, especially some chicken sausage.
I have that attachment on my body.
Ooh.
Shit.
You have a sausage stuffer?
Oh, yes.
I gotta say, you are a Halsey, so it is kind of like...
It's the same thing.
Kind of like, you know, when you have to put it in your hand and fill it up.
It always reminds me of those toys that you just squeeze like this and they keep jumping out. It reminds me
of. Wait, his penis?
The original... Well, no, just uncut. An uncut penis.
Oh, okay.
The but ones that you get
like the masturbator, the original masturbator.
Yeah, the one. Ew. The ones because those things are tight.
No. Like, you know that's how
the
flashlight got started.
Not the flashlight.
That's how the teenagers get it.
Those other ones that don't have the backing that are just that's how that all started. You know, it's because someone's like, if this hole was just a little bit bigger.
Oh yeah.
Those things were fun, though. I liked it.
The ones that you did, you'd always find them in the Walgreens, like when you're getting ready to check out next to the Snickers.
The Walgreens.
Next to the Snickers when you're checking out.
We have anything else to talk about?
The weather's been nice outside.
Oh, you know, yes, it's been very nice. Today's a little warm.
Today is a little warm. Tomorrow will also be a little warm, but everything
we're getting to the point where I almost want to turn the air back on for a day, which we probably won't, but... We're getting at my threshold for sleep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We were so pissed off when we got our electricity bill.
Oh, huh, tell me. Let me hear this. $20.
No. I wish. Our electricity bill is like $87. And I about like had a freak ours is out. Over
$100. Try
$120. Except for right now.
Yeah, it better be zero.
I think ours is going to be down this month because we did not turn on the air conditioners anymore.
It better be zero because we got some hamsters rolling and some wheels over in the back trying to generate our lights.
Go ahead. No, sorry.
I was going to say, rodents.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
This morning, I went to take the trash out.
And a rat cat was out there.
Hold up.
Three
of them in our trash can outside.
No.
I opened it up and it was like... And I'm like... And it scared me at first because I don't expect things to be moving in the trash.
Did you throw the heavy box on the rats?
No, because I was so afraid of dropping it on the rats. I was like, oh my God, please, please. And it was like right where I was getting ready to drop it. I'm like, just move. And I dropped it and I heard that. And I'm like, oh my God. And I like tossed everything else and then I ran. And I'm like, I don't want to kill you.
They got out. They'll be fine.
I don't know. I think they might be still in there because they were like trying to like
seriously,
scram up
those
the walls.
Rats are so big.
You know you live in Chicago when
the rat is bigger than your head and they'll hold you up.
Yeah.
So you know the signs in the alleys?
They're true.
Those rats are the fucking like they look like evil Chuck E. Cheese. Right. They are there's these signs. Yeah. It's like this rat that is doing the you know those the dramatic hamster video, the dun, 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 and the hamster's looking over his shoulder. That's how the rat's positioned. But then you see these big huge teeth and then
well, you don't
like,
want it to be cute. It's like telling you, look,
these motherfucking things are gonna kill
you.
You
need to follow the rules or
you better run.
You're gonna get fined for causing a rat issue.
No, they say like they're like, be careful walking down the alleys because these rats are dangerous.
They do not and say careful walk down
it
the
says
alleys.
Something, it says something about tying your trash, something about not feeding them.
Right.
But also I learned at the vet that rats and squirrels and raccoons, they have like this stuff in their dog poop or in the poop that makes a dog get really sick. And they have to have, there's a shot for it. But it could kill your dog if they get it, and they don't have the booster or whatever for it. And I'm like, I don't have an alley, but maybe we should do it.
So you had a question?
Yes, downstairs neighbor alarm.
It wasn't Mark. That's why I said my tweet alarm? Was very clear. It said,
what?
It said,
while you're looking for that, I want to say thank you to Dennis Letourneau for responding on Twitter a lot. He seems like one of our big fans.
Yes. I said, dear neighbor of.
Oh, I didn't see of.
Mark of downstairs. Are you dead?
That's loud.
Knocked out? Or did you just forget to turn off your alarm? The beeping must stop. Hashtag get off my lawn. Which, of course.
Was that loud?
Yes.
When was this?
Today. Which, of course, Mark thought it was him. And
see?
Actually rushed home early from wherever he was.
Oh.
Because he was worried that he was bothering me and his poor dog.
And he didn't want us to talk about him on the show, which we did it anyway.
He said that?
No, but that's, of course, why he did it.
Yeah, and then I said, because he tweeted me, and I go, laugh out loud, that's why I said, dear neighbor of you. He's like, oh, I see. I panicked.
Don't worry, Mark. Alarms, I read the same thing.
Alarms are not good for doggy ears. That has been going off all week. I have not seen them to tell them.
Oh,
maybe they're dead.
Dun, dun, maybe they're on vacation. Well, they can't be there if it's going on.
It could be like a daily thing that always.
It's honestly
goes
not
off.
Crazy loud, but when things get quiet and like I'm on a call, you can hear it.
It's motherfucking annoying.
Yeah, and it has smelled like swamp water pot in our building for
our
like
basement.
Literally the entire week.
I didn't smell that when I came in.
That's because we have like candles lit and like where we did, and like two new plugins.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a while it smelled like bong water was spilt all over the place.
Oh, from your. We don't maybe know. It's the people with the alarm. They smoke themselves to death.
Maybe. Well, I know that we're probably. Are we like way over time?
Smoke,
we're
only 1 minute over. Smoke yourself to death.
An hour.
Like an hour.
Oh. Yeah. So the other thing that
why are you asking about time? God.
Because I have something else I could talk about, even though I don't want to go like an hour and a half.
No, we don't.
So I love the fact that certain companies, when you mention them in tweets, like don't like jump on responding. I have like 4 messages from Hulu because I was bitching about their ads.
Oh.
Yeah. Some of them are a little snarky. Like, well, even though you do watch a lot of them, they're still half of what you watch on TV. And I'm like, but yeah, you still have ads when you pay for Hulu Plus, so why am I going to pay for Hulu Plus? 2, do I really need to watch 5 videos at every, 5 commercials at every video break?
You're about to pay $120 for cable.
No, I am considering it. I didn't say we're going to. I am considering it. It has been 6 years since I've had cable.
It's not worth it.
I'm looking forward to the possibility of Food Network. Bravo, AMC.
All that is on online.
Lifetime.
You can watch all that. And you have,
it's
you
not
have
that,
an Apple TV. You can watch it on your TV.
No, our Apple TV is acting up.
Oh, Frenchie, get it together.
And it's not really for that where I'm more worried about. I watch
it's for the daily
I
stuff
watch the Today
the day.
Show every day. And then I watch E. And then once that's over, I switch it to Channel 7 for The Chew. And then once The Chew is over, I go to Channel 2 for The Talk. And then after The Talk, I watch
Judge
the new...
Judy.
No, now it's the new Queen Latifah talk show.
Oh.
And then after Queen Latifah, it is Judge Dr. Phil.
I'm sorry. I thought we worked during the day.
I do.
What is she doing?
But you know
this
what,
this is
though?
Like having a fucking TV on in the background.
My work is so stressful right now that I just sometimes lie looking up and looking into Judge Judy's eyes and being like, you got my back, girl. You got my back.
You know these fucking crazy people.
You know where it's at, girl.
That's the facts. I'm sticking to it.
That's right.
Lie, lie, pants on fire.
What was I gonna say?
We're best buddies.
I love coming in after school and knowing the fact, because I come in during around like the 3-ish hour most of the week, and coming home and knowing that Dr. Phil is on, because it's like,
you watch that?
It's because it's on between my Judge Judy.
Oh, he's an asshole. I do notice you tweet more during the day.
Well, that's because I've been on more bullshit conference calls, which are like, for real, I gotta have something. But now that's gonna change a tad, because they just fired half my company.
Yeah, tell me about last time.
So I got moved back to my old department. Not in the same role, but life is going to be interesting for a while.
Mm. Well, just as long as you're working.
Oh, yeah, I made another cut, which is fantastic. As one of my coworkers said, who I'm sure I'll become her boss soon, and she's not going to like that, is, oh, you're all of a sudden the big man on campus. And I'm like,
that's right, biatch.
I was kind of like, well, that's what happens. And she goes, what happens when? I go, when it's just work. What happens. Because we're friends, but she has sometimes gets a little bitchy.
Mm-hmm. So you have to put her in her place.
And we're like, we're the same job level, grade level now, so you can't be condescending to me. And she's right. Like, well, I was never condescending. I'm like, I'm really?
You were.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this S?
No, this was the big D.
Oh. Big dick.
Baby mama. Anyway, big dick. Anything else before we leave?
I think that's
over?
It. Think
are we going to try? Are we going to officially try one 1 hour show?
We're
going to
do this 1 hour and we're going to see what people do.
Except now we're over an hour, which is going to piss people off.
Oh, it's too much.
Can't listen! My God, it's 63 minutes and 44 seconds. Actually, 48 when you add the kicker.
Dave and the Torontos will love it. Wait. Toronto? Is that the West Coast of Canada? Not Toronto.
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Sorry, I always forget that and he gets pissed.
Turniphead will enjoy it. He was
Turniphead's
he
in the Toronto.
Who else does the long
commute? He's like 30 minutes flight from us, right?
Somebody else.
Yeah, was a flight,
it,
yes.
Isn't it is it RC that does like the hour commute a day or something? No, who does the hour, like an hour and a half commute each
a
day?
A lot more people than me probably.
What's his face from Australia? His is 2 hours each way.
RC, right?
No, that RC's in Wisconsin.
Isn't no, it's. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I meant RT Cruiser.
RT, yeah,
that's what I meant to say. I'm
Four
sorry.
Hours a day he commutes.
Good for you.
Is it RT that commutes that long, or is it our other
RT? Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's others too, but Mr. Mills or Dave, he's a postal worker, so he walks around all day long. So he listens to us.
There you go.
Well, anyway, we'll
he
try.
He does not like to wait for the next show.
Anyway, we'll try it out. You have to wait longer now because you're not getting it.
That means
shows.
We'll do less shows a year or two. Also, I mean,
was that awful? You know, it makes it makes our nights better because we actually get done.
You know what? I think we should let the listeners decide, or I should say, not decide. Have their opinions. So now, we should probably go.
But you know what, though? Think about it. If you don't bitch about the 1 hour, you may get. Now, more special like diarrhea monologues, maybe some kind of special musical performance by Ricky.
Jesus loves me.
We could release an episode. Today's diarrhea monologue is brought to you by Ricky Burton.
Colgate.
Jesus loves me. Yes, I know.
Jesus loves the children.
This should have been brought to you by Cotton Balls. Shit to stuff in your ears while you listen to Ricky Barton sing.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do a recording like before a movie starts or something. No, because you need the table space, right?
No, not really.
Or maybe a video from
maybe the movie. But we should probably go.
Goodbye.
this is Sound Ricky. Monkeys. This is Waylon.
And this is James Leroy.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willy, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6, 7.
8. 11, 12.